Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice Moves God.
Speak the word.
Jesus says that we can do all things through Him that strengthens us, that infuses us with His power. Just like it says, you know, in Galatians 2:20, where He says that Paul was saying, it's no longer me living, but Christ Jesus in me, and the life I now live, I live in complete faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. They gave Himself for me. So we're living by the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, that's how you even got born again. It wasn't by your faith, it was the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us in Philippians 4:13, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. He said, I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. He says, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And you know, and that's what God told Paul, you know, when Paul kept praying about the thorn in his flesh. You know, a lot of people think that was sickness, but I really don't think it was sickness. I think it was the people that was coming against him everywhere he went. It was kind of like a thorn in his side. Sometimes a situation or a person can be a thorn in your side, and I think that's what he meant. But Paul, nevertheless, Paul kept praying and asking God to remove that thorn that was in his side. And God told him that his sufficiency was enough. His sufficiency was good for Paul. And friends, you can do this too. You know, the Lord has been helping me for years to change my way of thinking. And He's been teaching me to see things His way, you know, to think things His way. And, it talks about that over in Isaiah 55:11. He is still teaching me. Renewing our minds is a process, friends. It's something that we work on daily, and we need to understand that we live in a fallen world and we're in a battle every day against the enemy. So it's imperative that we know God's Word so that we can wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in Ephesians 6:17. But I want you to know that according to Proverbs 14:12, that there is a way, brothers and sisters, there is a way that seems right to a man and appears straight before him, but at the end of it is the way of death. It's always the way of death. You know, I have a book here that I started. I have many of these, but this was my first one, and it's about worn out, but I do like to use it every now and then. This is God teaching me, and He's still teaching me. That's why I have many more, many, many, many more books, and I take notes every time He speaks to me. When God speaks to you, brothers and sisters, write it down. Take His Word serious. Take God serious. And know that His Word is powerful. That is where your power is. It's in your mouth. Your voice moves God, not because you're perfect, but because you're His. Think about that. Praise God. That means that when you kneel down, your Father doesn't compare your voice with somebody else, you know. And I was thinking, you know, He knows you personally, brothers and sisters. And I was thinking about the scriptures that says that He knows every hair on our head that has been counted, you know. So what I'm saying here is that He knows you personally. You know, so when you're praying to Him, He hears your voice only. And He said, you know, your voice, your prayers come up to Him like a sweet fragrance. And some translation says, you know, like an incense. but it comes up like a sweet fragrance. And God hears your voice, and He hears yours only. And He's not comparing your voice with somebody else's. And we're talking about the power that's in your voice, in the words. When I said, you know, your voice moves God, but what moves God in your voice are the words coming out of your mouth. I want to help you. You know, I want to see you prosper, and I want to see all of you healthy. And I want to say that I am been anointed to teach the Word. I am a teacher of the Word, so therefore I have lots of notes. And when the Lord had me putting all these notes together, you know, maybe 15 or so years ago, not this message necessarily, but before that, the first 11 years, I was just making some PowerPoints and stuff like that, and it was so much easier. And then the Lord impressed upon me, He wanted me to all, type it all out. And I realized that sometimes if we have to follow the Lord, because I realized there was times when I'd lose track and I'd be off on another tangent, you know, another path somewhere. And God just wanted me to make sure that I'm teaching what He gives me. And not only does the Holy Spirit help me put these messages together, but He also, as I'm teaching them, He gives me other things. Really, He brings back to my remembrance, you know, because this is what the Bible says, is the Holy Spirit will bring back to our remembrance the Word of God and quicken it and make it alive into our spirit. So anything that God has spoken to us, any words that you've heard or that you've read in, you know, in the Bible, or a message you've heard, then He'll bring, you've heard that, so it's recorded in your mind. And so He can't bring back to your remembrance something you haven't heard or read of God's Word, but if you have meditated on that Word, then God can bring it back to your remembrance. And He does that quite frequently when I'm ministering, and especially, you know, when I'm putting it together. This morning I was going over my message, and He kept adding different things to it. And I thought, Lord, I'll never have time to, you know, to get through all of this. God tells us in Psalms 32:9, not to be like a horse or mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you. And so what He's saying, brothers and sisters, He says, don't be stubborn like a mule that doesn't have any understanding. So what He's saying here, my Word is speaking to you, so don't be stubborn like a mule. Listen, and if you listen to this Word, and if you write some of these scriptures down, you will profit from them. And that's the whole purpose of God's Word, is to give you understanding and giving you a better knowledge of the Word. You know, the Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6 that His people are perishing for lack of knowledge. You know, you can't act above your knowledge that you have. And when He talks about things in the Bible, He'll say, I have you not be ignorant. Ignorant is not the same thing as stupid. You know, somebody says, well, I say ignorant, I don't mean I'm saying you're stupid. What He means is when He says, I'll not have you be ignorant, is that He's saying, I will not have you be without the knowledge, without understanding. And that's what that means. It doesn't mean that you're stupid. So I do know that the Lord mentions that several times, you know, and Paul says, you know, I would not have you be ignorant of God's Word. And that's what I'm saying today, would not have you be ignorant of God's Word. But in other words, friends, we have to be careful that we don't let our mouth cause our destruction. Don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing or keep you from living on barely get along street. You need to renew your mind. You need to change the way you're thinking, and it will be life-changing for you. Or God's Word promised that you will live that abundant life that Jesus died for, according to John 10:10. I want to help you to prosper. I want to see you healthy. You know, like I said, God has called and anointed me to help you, and that is my goal. That is my mission. But you're going to have to practice bridling your tongue. As it tells us in James 3:6, He said, you set on fire the course of nature by what you speak. I want you to think about that, saints, because just as heaven acts on your words, so does hell act on your words. You can begin benefiting from all the things that God has stored up for you. You know, He has stored up great treasures for you. And as I said, God wants to open the windows of heaven and pour out His blessings on you. And like I said, I don't have time to teach the whole thing again, but it does say where you won't even have room to contain it all. And He says, test Him. In Malachi, God said, you know, He even challenges you. He says to test Him. Friends, changing the way you think, I know that it's not an easy task, but I believe that you can do it, and I'm confident that it's going to be worth it.
Speak the word to your body.
speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from David, and he writes, Dear Pastor Joe, I need financial help. Please pray for a financial windfall. I have never had a good income before, and the job I now have is a low-paying job, and it's more like a sweatshop. My old truck has finally quit, and I need another one. I don't see how things can get better. The Lord's help is the only way possible. David, I am so sorry that you're having such a hard time in your finances and with your job. I know that it surely isn't God's desire that you suffer with these hardships, so I'm going to pray, and I'm confident that God is going to hear. Father, I thank you that according to your word, that you desire above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, and that you will not hold back any blessing from us. For you said, Lord, that you have pleasure in the prosperity of your servant. So I thank you, Lord, that according to you, that promotion comes from your word. So, Father, I'm asking you to bless David with a new vehicle and a well-paying job. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.